If you have your Bible, you can turn to Matthew 6. If not, that's okay. We're all familiar with the Sermon on the Mount, right? Some of the youth group will remember this message because it's something we talked about a couple weeks ago. I don't think you guys were able to be there, the rows, so that'll be new for you. But I think it's something, well, it's something we all struggle with because it's in our human nature. And Jesus is speaking the Sermon on the Mount, and I'd just like to read a few verses. Matthew chapter 6, beginning of verse 1, it says, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest thine alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." And he gives some more instruction here about prayer here. There's the model prayer, we call it. Look at verse 16. It says, "Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." I'd like to talk about these three situations. He gives three situations here. First one is almsgiving, second one is prayer, and the third one is fasting. And we're talking about hypocrisy. What is God saying don't be like here? He says don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be like the hypocrites. Well, what is almsgiving? It's as you would think it would be, particularly in this case. It's giving money particularly, but it could be other things too, a merciful disposition. But almsgiving, giving to the poor, giving to those who need, praying is just what we think it is, praying, talking to God, fasting. According to Freiberg, he wrote a lexicon, and the word here is going without food specifically for religious purposes. And so these are the three instances he gives here. And we're told not to be hypocrites. Don't be like the hypocrites. Well, what do hypocrites do? Well, he tells us here what the hypocrites do. They give alms. That's what he said in the first part, in verse 1. Don't be like the hypocrites. Don't give your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. So they give alms. And why do they do it? It says here very clearly, in verse 2, that they may have glory of men. Okay. What else do hypocrites do? They pray. Hypocrites pray, it says. How do they pray? They pray standing in the synagogues, standing in the corners of the streets. And why do they do it? It says here, they do it to be seen of men. What else do? They fast, verse 16 tells us. And how do they do it? Well, they disfigure their faces. Oh, I'm fasting today. And I haven't eaten so long, so I can pray and be close to God. So they fast. They disfigure their faces so that people think and see he's fasting. And why do they do it? Let's see here. They disfigure their faces. They have a sad countenance. Oh, woe is me. They do it to appear unto men to fast, so people can say, oh, you're fasting. So, and then I asked myself as I was studying this, what does it have to do with being seen of men? What does almsgiving have to do with being seen of men? Why would I want to be seen of men when I give my money to the poor? What would be my motive in that? Maybe people would see me do good. It's like, oh, look, there's Nate. He's given to that old lady. He's such a good guy, don't you think? And they would see me do good. They'll think good of me. People will think of me as a generous person. Oh, he always gives all the stuff that he has. Or maybe people respect me and honor me. They'll glorify me. They'll say, wow, Nate, such a good guy. Now, so that is the reason why you'd want to be seen of men. But what is the real purpose for almsgiving? Someone can shout it out. Why would it, what's the purpose of it? Glorify God, that's one. Okay, secretly. But what's the purpose? The purpose. Help somebody in need, right? We can glorify God. We give back to God, right? We try to please God. We know it pleases the Lord when we do that kind of thing. So I could do it to please the Lord, to give back to God, to help others as a channel of God's goodness. That's the real purpose. And so when we're hypocrites in this situation, we don't want to do good. That's not what we want. We want the praise of doing good. And that's really important. The difference between a hypocrite and someone who's not a hypocrite is what they want. It's the motivation. What do you want? Why are you doing this? What do you want? And, well, let's look at the next one. Praying. What does praying have to be seen of men? Why would I want to be seen of men when I'm praying? People will see me, you know, oh, he's praying. He's a spiritual man. People think of me as a spiritual person. People respect me and honor me. Oh, Nathan is in his prayer closet praying, and he's being so pious. But what is the real purpose of praying? You can go ahead and tell me. Talk to God, right? And what do we talk to God? We praise the Lord. We make requests of God. We fellowship with God. What's another reason why we pray? Right? Thank God. That's right. We intercede. We pray for other people, right? That's the real purpose. And so when we're hypocrites, we don't want to talk to God, really. That's not really what we want. We want the praise that comes from talking to God. We don't want to be holy necessarily. We want the praise that comes from being holy. And so you see, the motivation is the difference. And then here's the next one, the fasting. Why would you want to be seen of men? It's kind of the same idea. People will see me denying myself. People will think of me as a spiritual man. People will reverence me and honor me. But the true purpose of fasting, I believe, is to deny your flesh in order to seek the Lord, to remove distractions from seeking God. So when we're hypocrites, we don't want to seek God. We want the praise that comes by seeking God. And so the difference here is what you want. Now, hypocrisy is about what you want. If you want to do what's right, you're going to try and do what's right. If you want the praise of men, you're going to counterfeit pure motives. Counterfeit pure motives. Hypocrisy counterfeits pure motives. Think about that. Hypocrisy counterfeits pure motives, saying, oh, yes, I'm doing this for a good motive. But really, it's not for that motive. You want the praise of men, you'll have fake pure motives, if you know what I mean. It's like, sometimes it's pretty obvious somebody's trying to fake pure motives. It's like butter. We talked about that in youth group. You have butter, and then you have, I can't believe it's not butter. Guess what? I can believe it's not butter. Or some of you like, what's it called? Miracle Whip. Some of you like Miracle Whip, and some people say, no, you can't have Miracle Whip. It's got to be mayonnaise. It's not the real thing. Or maple syrup and maple syrup flavoring. There's a difference. Don't you agree? There's a difference. It's an imitation. It tries to be like it. It's a lot cheaper. But it's not the same thing. Hypocrisy is not the same thing here. And so what does Jesus tell us here? He says, don't be like that. And think about it. I mean, none of us want to say, well, I'm not a hypocrite. But the fact is, hypocrisy is a part of the natural man. Nathan Townsend is a hypocrite. If I'm not a hypocrite, that's because Jesus Christ is shining through. But me as myself, I'm a hypocrite. I want people to think well of me. It's in our sinful nature. It's default to want praise and glory of men, to be a hypocrite. That's just default. And so that's really crucial to understand that that's in all of us, and we've got to realize that's an enemy we have to contend with. And Jesus here, he not only says, don't be a hypocrite, but he tells you how not to be a hypocrite. And so how are we going to avoid hypocrisy? Well, if we're going to overcome hypocrisy, we need to reestablish our motives, right? We can't want to be seen of men. We want to fulfill the real reason. We're singing, you know, and, oh, I want people to hear me, or maybe I don't want people to hear me, whatever it is. But you forget the whole reason why you're supposed to be singing. Well, you're not fulfilling the true purpose. So we've got to reestablish our motives. Don't do it to appear unto men as a show. And then what does he say here? Avoid the temptation, Jesus says. You could take here and you could look at these three sections, and Jesus says the same things over and over and over again. Don't be like the hypocrites. They want to be seen before men. But the remedy here, he says, let's see, look at verse 6. tells us. That's one part of it. Look at verse 4. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy father which seeth in secret, him shall reward thee openly. Verse 6. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet when thou hast shut thy door. Pray to thy father which is in secret, and thy father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Verse 17. And when thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy father which is in secret. And thy father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So he says here, to avoid temptation, do it in secret. Recognize that this is a temptation, you know. I don't need to talk about how I helped my neighbor the other day and I witnessed to him and how many tracts that I handed out. I don't need to tell you that, okay? Maybe I won't have hypocrisy in my life, but if it's not necessary to tell you, I probably shouldn't be telling you that. He says, do it in secret. Thy father which seeth in secret, he'll reward thee openly. And we shouldn't share the unnecessary information to other people to puff yourself up. Now, what is he not saying here? People can't see me do good. He's not saying that. How do I know he's not saying that? Well, if you're in Matthew, you can look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. It says, let your light shine before men. Why? That they may see your good works. So people are supposed to see your good works. But then they're not supposed to see your good works. What's the thing here? It says, the other side here is that you may be seen of men. But what does the last part of verse 16 say? They may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. It's completely different. And you're not just going around and telling people how good you are and the things that you've done. When you do good, you can't hide it. You can't hide it. And so it's not saying that. It's not saying that we shouldn't be seen of men giving a tract, you know. Don't tell anybody I gave a tract to somebody. That's not what he's saying. But we shouldn't give the unnecessary details of the good things we do or try to do. Why? So we can protect ourselves from being proud because it's such a easy thing to get into. And we give God the credit. We remember the Scripture. What does the Scripture tell us over and over again? I think of 1 Chronicles at the end of David's life. What did he do? He had messed up his life. Horrible last half of his life, really. But the last part, he says, I want to dedicate things to the temple to get ready for Solomon. And he does. And he gives a lot of stuff. And the people give willingly a lot of stuff. But David prays and says, Lord, we're giving you all this stuff, but this isn't ours. You gave it to us. This is all yours. I think of that passage. I think of 1 Corinthians. Paul said the same thing. What do we have that wasn't given to us? Everything's given to us. Anything we have, ability or lack of ability or money or lack of money, whatever it is, the situation of your life, God's given it to you. And so he says, we should just give God the glory. It's all his anyhow. And we remember the Scripture. We give God the credit. And also we avoid it by do your deeds in secret. You don't have to show everybody everything. You know, when someone appears to be living for God, it's usually because there's a lot going on behind the surface. Think of Elijah, looking at Elijah's life. It says that he came before Ahab and says some bold things. But it tells us in James that he had been praying about this before. Nobody knew that. Nobody said that. Not in the Old Testament. And so there's usually a lot of things going behind the scenes. Now, the rewards. So he says, don't be a hypocrite. How do we do that? Well, do it in secret, he says. Give the credit to the Lord. And there are rewards. There are rewards given here. The hypocrites receive their reward. What's their reward? Well, it says they receive their reward. They're seen of men. That's their reward. Seen of men. That's kind of a shallow reward, actually, because if there's a hypocrite walking by, everybody sees him. That doesn't mean everybody thinks well of them. It just means everybody sees him. Maybe some people say, oh, wow, he's a spiritual man. Other people say, oh, he's a hypocrite. They may have praise. They may be seen as hypocrites, and they'll probably receive some of both. But that's their reward. The pure in heart, they receive their reward. And what does it say over and over and over again here, at least three times? It says, my Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So the pure in heart will receive their reward. God will see them in secret. That's part of it. And the other part, God's going to reward them openly. So what are the differences between these two people? The hypocrites give glory to themselves. The pure in heart give glory to God. Hypocrites have no reward from God. Verse 1 tells us very clearly, if you look at it. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. So hypocrites don't have a reward from God. The pure in heart are praised by God. So here's an important thing for all of us to remember. For myself, I think, let God give you praise. Don't seek it yourself. Let the Lord praise you. You don't need to get near that. You don't need to show people how good you are. And when we receive God's praise, what do? We give Him the credit, the glory for the deed. When we receive God's praise and reflect it back to Him, you know, when we do that, God praises us. I say praise us. He puts the spotlight on us, perhaps, in a situation, something successful that you did, and everybody sees it. And we say, you know, this is the Lord. The Lord did it. I don't have anything to do with it, really. He gave me everything that I have, and He did this. When you do that, you don't lose your standing with God, right? If you're a hypocrite, yeah, you lose your fellowship, but you don't. You don't lose your holiness or respectability or your honor, and we don't lose our humility if we do it correctly. And yet the Lord blesses us in that. And when the Lord blesses, He doesn't put anything bad in it. It's the blessing of the Lord. It makes rich. So, short little message. Don't like to hear about being hypocrites, but I find myself often, I tend to be a hypocrite. That's my natural desire, my motive, what I want. I want respect. I want honor. I want whatever it is. And He says, don't be like that. Do it in secret. And He also says, your Father will reward you openly. Father will reward you openly. Very simple. Don't be a hypocrite. You need to want to do it for the right reason. Do your alms and all of those things in secret, and your Father's going to reward you openly. I hope it's helpful to you, because it's helpful to me, and it's the truth. Jesus says, be careful. Think about it. We have to think about it, because it's easy to think, oh, I'm not a hypocrite, and go about your daily life. But meditate on it. Like, why am I doing this? Why do I want to do this? You know? And think about it, because you'll have to think about it if you're going to implement it in your life. Lord, we do thank You for Your word. Help us to beware. Be careful. In Christ's name we ask. Amen.